Heavenly Father, as we come to a close of this conference this week, I just thank you so much for two things. And God, most of all, I thank you for being here. I thank you just for touching our lives and giving us the messages. Number two, God, I thank you for every individual in this room tonight. They're all extremely special people. They're all children of yours that you've chosen to be here tonight. God, I believe that you've chosen each of us to fish, to reach out, to tell the greatest story ever told, to display you to everybody that we're in contact with. But God, you know how fearful some of us are, how uncomfortable some of us are. Some of us may be strained financially, spiritually, physically, but God, help us tonight to overcome those hindrances. God, I pray for blessings in the lives of each of us, that we'd be able to overcome those hindrances and just take the step that needs to be taken to fish, to bless others, to touch lives, to be who you created us to be. I pray that hearts that we minister to and touch would be ready to receive you, would be open and transparent and willing to acknowledge wrongs, to confess sin, to rebuke the enemy, and experience you in their hearts. I pray, God, as we as a team from Freedom Hills travels back to the United States, that we would be forgotten. I pray that we would be not remembered or glorified in any way, shape, or form. That, God, everything that's remembered in good would be you. And people would talk about you long after we're gone. People would talk about what you shared long after we went home. And I pray that you'd be glorified, edified, your kingdom furthered. And I pray that lights would begin to burn inside of each of our hearts. I pray that lives would be changed, relationships restored, and hearts brought back together. And I pray for the people that don't know you, God, that would be ministered to because of this special group inside this church building tonight. And I pray that the face of eternity would change because of this conference. I pray that Dave Lichty's ministry could simply close one day because of the love that's in this community. I pray that Freedom Hills could close one day because of the work that you're doing in the lives of each of us as we all would follow the Great Commission to go. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice, for your life, for your blood to cover our sins. Jesus, there was no greater sacrifice than what you did for us. There was no greater commitment. There was no greater movement of moving out of a comfort zone than what you did for us. So help us tonight to say thank you by feeding your sheep. God, go with us, protect us. I pray protection against the enemy. Be in our hearts. Help us to allow you to shine through us in everything that we say and do throughout our lives from this day forward. We thank you for each denomination that's represented. We pray a blessing, a very special blessing on each denomination that's represented, each church that's represented, each family that's represented. Go with us all. Protect us. Help us to be exactly who you created us to be. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this all in your heavenly, holy name. Amen.